For this song, we will need to tune our guitar to open D tuning. And what that gives us is a D chord when we play all of the open strings. So the top string, which is usually an E, that's your sixth string, let's move it down two frets till it's this note. That's a D. And I want to start with the heavier strings because they have the most pull on the neck. And so therefore, if we can get those going down first, we'll get rid of most of the tension that's on the neck and we'll be more likely to get it into tune with fewer tries. So take this note down from its existing E down to this. So that's my sixth string. My fifth string should stay the same, but we still need to match it up because when you loosened the sixth, your fifth string very well may have gone up a little bit. So here's my fifth string. Now the fourth string also stays the same, but we'll still probably need to tweak it. So here it is. The third string needs to come down. Right now it's at a G. We need to take it down till it's an F sharp. That's one fret lower. So lower your third string till it matches this. The second string needs to come down two frets to this. That note is an A. Here it is again. Our first string will also have to move down two frets to a D. That's what it should sound like. Here it is again. Okay, let's go through them again now. Here's string six. Here's string five. Here's string four. Here's string three. String two. And string one. Now tune with me as many times as you need to until it's in tune. Because like I said, loosening the strings this much will cause some play on the neck. And so it will tend to pull back on you on those other strings. And so you'll need to tune them as well. When you get done though, you get an open D chord. And with a slide, this allows us now to play full chords by barring entire frets. That's the advantage of open D tuning, especially when playing slide. Okay, let's start working on the song. Well, let's start off with our opening lick. So I'm sliding up, starting on the 10th fret. I'm hitting the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings with a slide, sliding up to the 12th fret. Then I'll hit the 1st string with an upstroke. And of course, if you're finger picking, you'll use one of your fingers to do that. Now what you can hear is I'm going 1st, 2nd, 1st, 2nd, 1st, 2nd, 1st, 2nd, 1st. So I hit the 1st string a total of 5 times. Then I'm going to hit it again, but I'm going to go down 2 frets first and then come back up. So we have... Then keep it there on the 12th fret and go 2nd string, then 1st string, and slide down. Then I'll do that again. And that'll take care of the first two D chords we have. Then we go to a G chord, and we do this. Now for this, I'm sliding on the 3rd string, 4th to 5th fret. Keep the slide there, and give me the 1st string, 5th fret. Then almost the same lick again. Except the second time, I hit the 2nd string with the upstroke on the 5th fret. Then we have, and that's all open. 2nd string twice, then 3rd, then 4th. And that's what we do against the G chord.